T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We weren't playing the game with the level of urgency that we need to have success. When you're not committed to play the game hard and play the game smart, you run the risk of getting beat. We're fighting for our life for a playoff spot. Nothing's inevitable in this game. We've got to go out and earn it every day. And it doesn't matter who your opponent is. Every game is hard to win. This is a hard league. We're going to have another difficult one in the next game. It's just the nature of the league, especially at this time of year. We've got to find a way to come together as a group and make sure that we learn from this experience and be ready for the next one. We're not getting pucks through. You know, we're not getting pucks to the net. And then we've got to get people to the net and create some offense off of the spray. Thought we had some zone time, we had some possession time, but, you know, not a whole lot to show for it. Teams defend hard, got to get into the hard areas. You got to get inside the dots, you got to be willing to go to the net, take a cross check and look to get a stick on a puck or get your nose over it for a rebound. I didn't think we were willing to do that tonight.
Penguins coach Mike Sullivan after the team's 5-2 loss in Detroit last night. I want to react to that last comment Sullivan made there. Sometimes you have to be willing to take a cross check. You need to go to the hard areas, and we weren't willing to do that. Ron, here's how I take that. He's got players right now who don't want to put it all on the line against a team like Detroit with the playoffs a couple of weeks away.
They can't wait for the playoffs to get here. That's what I see.
But I mean, is that
I see a team that just, you know, no motivation last night. They're playing a team that hadn't won in about a month, right? What, hadn't Detroit lost like 10 in a row?
Well, they had just played the night before and gotten spanked by Montreal.
They just had no motivation last night. They look to me to be a team that's just waiting for the calendar to turn into April and get going. It's funny, I had a chance to talk to Mike Sullivan last week in the hallway. You know, I get to the game several hours ahead, and he was coming in at the same time, and we talked for a while, and he just said, we're going to be okay. He goes, I have a lot of faith in this group. And he didn't say we can just turn it on when he wants, but he said, I'm comfortable. We'll be ready to go when the time is right. And last night, the time clearly wasn't right for them, and they looked awful. They lost badly to a bad team, and now they got to play a team that's beaten them 3 times this year, tomorrow night at Jersey. They need to get it together a little bit. The playoffs start exactly, what, 2 weeks from tonight? They better be ready.
But do you want guys like Evgeny Malkin going to those places on the ice and getting cross-checked in the back and the neck?
No,
I don't either. No. Because there's a lot
of... I'm looking at this, you know, last night. Detroit had 26 shots, 35 attempts, 13 more missed shots. So that's what, 22, 48 total shots they took. The Penguins only blocked 9 shots last.
How many did Detroit block?
You ready? 25.
Right.
25-9. So I don't think they were real interested in doing that last night, and the results showed. I think come playoff time, whether it's Columbus or Philadelphia or whoever, once they get that to that point, I think they will be taking away those lanes, will be blocking some of those shots. And Sullivan explained it yesterday. He said it's not just about blocking shots. It's about intercepting passes, where to put the pressure on, where not to. I'm not worried about this team either. I think they're going to be okay, but it was hard to watch last night.
Should we expect the Penguins to be putting 100% into every game right now?
It's hard.
I don't have that expectation
of
them.
Human nature makes it hard to expect that because they're basically in the place. He talked about every point is important, and it is. They're still not guaranteed a spot yet. Theoretically, I guess they could lose the last 5 games. I don't know that any of us see that happening. But, you know, it's hard. You know, they've played so much hockey the last couple years. They know what it takes to win a Stanley Cup, and I think when the time is right, they're going to be ready. And it's hard to be emotionally ready to go 82 times
mentally,
a year.
Too.
And mentally.
You know,
you're right.
The game last night reminded me of an NFL preseason game in that, okay, Crosby scores 30 seconds in, and then for the first 10 minutes of the game, I thought you saw commitment to pretty much 200 feet. Kessel came back, on a play, back checked, probably kept the Red Wings from scoring a goal. They take a bad penalty, rust, but then the penalty kill goes out there and Kunackle and Ashton Reese are blocking shots. So I thought for 10 minutes they looked like a team that said, all right, when we play hard, we know what we can do. And then, like, as soon as Detroit scored, or maybe like 10 or 12 minutes into the period, I think they just eased off. You know, in an exhibition game, you can put your third stringers in. You've got an 80-man roster. The Penguins don't have that luxury. They only have four lines and three defensive pairings. They can't just sit Sidney Crosby for two periods.
Well, did sit somebody in the third period last night. Did you notice? I'll double-check this, but my understanding is Gensel had a real bad giveaway that led to a goal.
Yep.
I don't think he got back in the game.
Well, Broussard didn't come back, but he had an injury.
He had an injury. Hopefully, that's what's more concerning about last night than anything. But Gensel, I think he put Kunackle on the first line with Sid. I don't think Gensel got back in. So the coach was taking it seriously.
Well, I think guys like that. Okay, Jake Gensel's what, 23 years old? I mean, to me, I want to see a player like him play hard all the time. And so
if he wasn't playing hard, he just had a bad giveaway.
Okay, play smart. Play smart most of the time. If you're not.
See who else I see from my stat sheet had four giveaways last night. Chris Letang.
Yeah, and he was one of the most outspoken guys after the game about how he's not a fan of how they're playing right now.
Well, I think he's a part of that, isn't he?
Yeah, I agree. I think he's got to look himself in the mirror and point the finger back at himself a little bit here. I really do. So,
and I'm reading his comments. I think he is doing that. I don't think he's at all happy with how
No, I don't
playing.
Think so either. So then you don't think that we should expect them to look like a juggernaut every night or
no,
even
but
look
I kind of expect
a
little more than they gave me last night, but no. They're going to lose some games and not have nights where they play well. But this has kind of been a trend ever since that Dallas game where I think Sullivan said afterwards might have been our best game of the year. They've played 6, 7, 8 games since then. And I'd have to look what the record is, about half and half. But they haven't played very consistently.
I want to make a distinction. Playing well, playing the right way versus I don't expect them to no one expects them to win every night. That's such a trite thing to say. But I'm making an excuse for them not playing the right way. We saw it last week against the Islanders, a similar situation on the road against a bad team. They totally mailed it in, didn't play hard and lost. And I thought that might be a wake-up call. But now it's a pattern against bad teams on the road. They just don't really show much. How else do you explain 12 shots through two periods against that team?
No.
There's no other justification for it. And you know what? This is a point I'll make about that, Ron. If this is how some of their guys are going to play in games like this, you know what I would do? I'd give them rest. I wouldn't even play them. You can't rest the whole team. But I think it's interesting what Nashville has done. I don't know if many people have seen this or followed this, but they're like sporadically giving guys like Subban a healthy scratch. Given guys like Bonino a random night off, given like finding rest for some of their best players here and there down the stretch.
They're also in the playoffs.
I feel the same way about the
Penguins. They're not theoretically yet. I mean, technically,
for all intents and purposes.
Yeah, I know. But I think you will see. He's done this in the past. Didn't he last year, the last game, gave Crosby off? I think he's done that in the past. I'm talking about Mike Sullivan. But he's not going to do that until they clinch a playoff spot. These guys don't take anything for granted.
Well, it looked like they took the game last night for granted,
Well,
Ron.
I'm talking about the coach and his lineup. Yeah, the players did.
Well, if they're going to take the game for granted and not try, then I think, you know, if a small step is benching a forward for the third period, why not just say, if this is what you're going to give me, don't play? You know, to me, if you're going to play the game at half speed or not give it at all, you're hurt. To me, you might hurt yourself that way. I don't know. It just, you know, I don't want to say that they can't flip a switch because I think they can. I think as soon as we get to games that count, we'll see it.
They're going to show up.
I mean,
I didn't see the Broussard play. Did he get hit? Did you see
I didn't
something?
See it either. It didn't stick
out
to me.
That's all they need is for him to be hurt at this point because I think his game was just rounding into shape.
So you do think they'll kick it into gear for the playoffs?
I do. I'll be surprised if they don't.
Okay.
I'd like to see him kick it in and try to beat New Jersey once this season tomorrow night.
Well, that'll be a game I think that they will get up for.
Because they haven't beaten them?
Yeah, I would think it's a team.
New Jersey's very, very good.
It's a team you want to prove that you can beat them at their own game. You play the speed game, but we invented playing the speed game and winning Stanley Cups with the way the last 2 years went. Like, it would not at all surprise me if they beat up on New Jersey and then came back on Saturday against Montreal and laid an egg.
And then they have Washington at home Sunday.
That's just the nature of this team right now. So I wonder how fans feel about just the way the Penguins are playing down the stretch here. If you think they'll flip a switch when the playoffs start, if you're concerned about this on and off again, not playing hard, not giving it 100% stuff that we're seeing right now. You got Mike Sullivan calling them out after games. You got some guys in that dressing room, too, not really happy with the way they're playing. And whether or not you think there's a risk of a carryover into the playoffs, or if you think it's no big deal. How do you react to a game last night where Detroit played the night before on the road? The Penguins were probably in Detroit waiting for them, and they got absolutely blown out by a bad team.
I think they watched the game on TV the night before.
412-928-9370. Let's hear from Penguins fans. Any panic, any concern, or a loss to a bad team because the team didn't care? 412-928-9370. That's the Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line. Edgar Snyder reminds you to text responsibly. It's Cook and Pony.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.